From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. His first public response to nationwide anti-establishment protests, in which demonstrators are upset with the economic woes facing average Iranians. A rally took place here in Washington in front of the White House, where demonstrators showed their solidarity with the Iranian protesters. Holam Tarshizi is in Washington. He's a resident here. He took part in the rally.
I'm extremely, extremely hopeful because this one is different from 9 years ago. 9 years ago, there was still hope that there are two groups within the Iranian government. But this demonstration shows that that story is over. The motto of the demonstration was regime change and done with Ali Khamenei, done with the whole regime. They don't want anything else.
Anti-government protesters have been marching the streets of Iranian cities in defiance of a warning from authorities of a tough crackdown. Already two demonstrators have been killed, hundreds jailed. A female suicide bomber suspected of ties to Boko Haram insurgency blew herself up, killed one other person in a cafe in Cameroon's far northern region near Nigeria. Nearly 30 others were wounded. A suicide bomber killed numerous people in an attack targeting the funeral of a former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban was denying any involvement. Incident comes just days after a suicide attack on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul that left 41 dead. Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gave his televised New Year's Day speech today and said the United States will never be able to start a war against North Korea now that his country has developed long-range missiles which can carry nuclear weapons. He also said it is imperative to lower military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improve ties with South Korea. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA even the suggestions of improving ties with Seoul, the North remains a huge threat to that region and the world.
It's dangerous because we know the problem is geography. The problem is you've got 20 million South Koreans within range of North Korea, let alone the possibility they might attack the United States. So I think that was a very unwelcome shock to American strategic thinking to suddenly realize that all the past efforts going back to the 1990s did not bear any fruit. And instead, we have danger and we have to decide what to do.
Last year, Kim Jong-un and President Trump engaged in a series of escalating verbal exchanges, with Mr. Trump warning that North Korea could face fire and fury if it threatened the United States. Police confirmed today the passengers killed on a seaplane that crashed Sunday were visitors from the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says has offered his condolences to the families of the six people killed in that crash off Australia.
These are tragic circumstances. It's hard. We don't know yet what caused it, but it's just a tragedy. So, again, we grieve for those who've lost their lives, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with their families as they come to terms with this terrible loss.
Police dive crews are trying to work to retrieve that plane and where the investigation can continue. President Trump, his family, spending the holidays in the state of Florida, where his Mar-a-Lago club hosts an annual New Year's Eve bash. The president was joined by his wife and sons. Going into the ballroom, Mr. Trump stopped to speak with reporters.
It's going to be a fantastic 2018. We're off to a very good start, as you know, with the great tax cuts and ANWR and getting rid of the individual mandate, which was very, very unpopular, as you know. But we are going to have a tremendous year. Stock market, I think, is going to continue to go up. Companies are going to continue to come into the country, and they're doing it now, soon to be a record clip.
That is President Trump speaking late on Sunday. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.